Yo, there was something I had to talk about. I'm familiar with it, but I wanted you to tell the listeners. You have beef with America's Sweetheart, Ann Coulter.
I'm glad you brought this up, man.
I wanted you to kind of, talk about that real quick. Your disrespectful words against this beautiful ivory queen.
You know how she feels about your people, right?
we have differences.
Oh, man, where to begin with Ann Coulter?
I swear.
I mean, I've hated this woman for years. Everything she stands for is like everything I'm not for. She's the white power movement, man. It's bad. She's American history fucking ex-wife. She's no good. So I started a petition to get her exiled to Garbage Island, that floating collection of garbage in the South Pacific Ocean. I want a
legit petition.
Yeah, I went to change.org where you can, I think you just need to get a few people to sign it, and then it'll go on to the website. So I think you just need five signatures, and it'll go on to the website. But then you send it to other people. I mean, I haven't looked at it since the day I put it up. It's probably only been the five people. I don't have no reach.
I couldn't believe the outright disrespect for this woman. You know, she just has an opinion, man.
So do I. So what? My opinion is equally valid. And my opinion is to throw her onto a garbage barge headed for Garbage Island.
That's horrific, man. That's horrific. I wish we could get her on the podcast.
Oh, man. The things.
I did not see her on the roast, but I heard she was horrific.
Oh, my God. I had some things about that. I swear to God, the way they edited that roast, they cut out all these things where she was probably, like, walked off. Because, like, there's moments where they cut to certain people. And I swear, like, you can, like, you'd see how, like, they're sat, right, on the dais. And Ann Coulter was on the last seat at the end. And a couple of times they cut to the person who's sitting underneath her on the second row of chairs. And you see there's no one in her chair. So I bet she, I bet she fucking walked off. Because everyone nailed her hard, man. Jewel, the singer from the motherfucking 90s. With, like, a one-hit wonder kind of girl. Fucking destroyed Ann Coulter. It was hilarious.
That son of a bitch.
Everyone got some wicked shots. You know what the thing is, man? Buddy who won Roast Battle, the TV show thing that they just shot him Montreal, Mike Lawrence, hilarious comedian. I think Tony Hinchcliffe, a couple other people, maybe even Earl Skakel, former guest of the Spreading the Word podcast with me, Biff Sweetwater.
Love that guy.
Yeah, like they all wrote jokes for the people, right? Like for Peyton Manning and all the other people, they all wrote these jokes for them. And Ann Coulter said, like, no, I'm not going to use your jokes. So I'll do my own. And that's why
she's a brave woman.
That's why all her jokes bombed. She doesn't even know what a sense of humor is. She's a fucking ghoul, man. She's a ghoul. I took a screenshot from her at the podium on the roast, and I said, "Oh, it's nice that Caitlyn Jenner is standing in here for Ann Coulter on this roast."
You see, you fucking bastard.
This hideous ghoul.
She's just, misunderstood. She has a powerful opinion. And
That women shouldn't have the right to vote. That's one of her many opinions. Women shouldn't have the right to vote. Also, if a woman wants to have an abortion, she should be put on a list. You should know all these people. They should be on public databases.
So like the X-Men Registration Act. I'm down with that.
Oh, you're pro-registration, eh, Tony Stark? You son of a bitch. I'm team freedom, son of a bitch.
What the fuck were we just yapping about?
How you and Ann Coulter are knocking boots?
Well, I mean, well, yeah. Well, speaking of Ann, what do you think of Trump or what the fuck, Hillary? I mean, one's a fucking moron, and the other one's gonna fucking drop dead like in a couple of weeks, probably.
I mean, ideally, they're both at some kind of event together where they have to be there together. And as Hillary has some kind of weird coughing sneeze fit and like croaks over and dies, she starts like a domino effect of things by like hitting one guy who knocks a sound guy who does something, and then a light falls and crushes Trump.
So you just want to be like Naked Gun, like on live television. Like,
yeah, man. I want some kind of Rube Goldberg type machine of events happening here. And so it ends with like a big like light overhead falling on Trump and destroying him. And then once his human form is gone, you will see the toupee come to life. The toupee is what controls him, and the toupee is a cat. It's never been a toupee. Everyone's been wrong. It's not a toupee. It's been a cat the whole time.
Fucking cat controlling his fucking mind. Or what about, what are your thoughts on, like, lizard people? Have you heard of that? Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, the lizard people? Anunnaki?
See that there's, like, actual, like, lizards, reptiles.
Yeah, the reptilian overlords that rule us all. Yeah. Yeah, the Anunnaki is what their name is, the Anunnaki. I don't know how that's spelled. Don't ask me that. But I know it's pronounced Anunnaki. Yeah,
they've been here for how long now?
Since like Egypt times or something, right? Whatever those crazy people think.
You're asking the wrong fucking guy.
Yeah, man. You know. Hey, I
listen to whatever Duncan says. Duncan Trussell talks about. That's where I get all my fucking lizard people information.
See, nah, like you got to go back old school before podcasting was a thing. To back to AM radio. You know, it's a thing I've done like once, twice, possibly even thrice, where we I do a parody of Coast to Coast AM, which is this hilarious AM talk show. It's syndicated in the U.S. It's in Canada. It's in a lot of places. I mean, now, because of the internet, you can listen to it wherever. But Coast to Coast AM has a variety of hosts, depending what night it is. But usually, like, Saturday night is their best guy or whatever. He does, like, the weekends. And crazy people call in and, like, will to tell you, like, whatever craziness they believe in. And this guy, like, humors them. And it's just fucking brilliant. So it'd be like, wild card line is open. Call 1-800-449-8686. West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. You know, east of the Rockies. And then you'd call in and be like, and then, George, I want to tell you how I was raped by the shadow people. The shadow people have been raping me for years. I've been in silence, but I will be quiet no more. And then he's like, "Well, I wanna know all about that, sir. Please tell me, how did that feel?" And then, you know, he just troll them basically.
Yeah, so we need more of that. We need more of that. I want to know about more crazy people.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
I want to know where they're at. So I could fucking stay away from them.
Get on Coast to Coast. I'm telling you, it's great. Coast to Coast. Also, listen to the ones that I already did, the parody ones I did. I did a funny one with Danny Pinn, where Danny Pinn's a cult leader. it's great. One where my brother's a Sasquatch hunter who's also...
I'm all in on Sasquatch.
Who's also into sexual assaults. So... It's good stuff. It's good stuff. But... yeah, I mean, you and me should do one of those. We should do a fake radio show one of these days.
Yeah. That sounds like fun.
It is fun. I throw sound effects in. It takes more effort out of me. I got to do all these edits and effects and shit. Because I'll make you sound like you're coming from somewhere else or something. Well, yeah, we'll have to record I call mine Coast to Coast FM.
Yeah, let me make a note of that.
Yeah.
When we get together.
I have to listen to what fake radio voice I did for that so I can do it again.
Yeah. I don't know if I have any voices, but, you know, we could work on something.
Yeah, well, you just do you, boo. Just do you.
All right.
Bye. Yo, Ray, that's you, baby? Damn, man. I heard all these things about you, man. Boy, I heard you've been doing your thing, man. Wait, let me tap them pockets, man. Them pockets fat. You know I'm gonna get mine. Yo, Ray, baby, check this out. Yo, we done went through so many trials and tribulations, man. It's a shame, man. But you know I told you who the devil is, man. Always watch them people who lie to you. When people try to cheat you, man, at your money. I told you, you ain't let me teach you out your money. Shit, man, what? You gonna let another nigga cheat you out your money, boy? You crazy? Alright, watch the tricks, baby. Cause the trick is a lie. And a lie is a thief. Trust me, baby. You know what I'm saying? Now give me a couple hundred, man. So I'm gonna do my thing, man. I'm going on the road when you get it, Yo, I already had the vision. Yo, Ray, I had a vision. I seen you, man, at Madison Square Garden. And I just came through and you said, yo. And it was real, son. And you took the world by storm. They didn't understand it. Cause they didn't see that far. They couldn't see the forest from the tree. But Ray, I'ma tell you, it's your time, man. Go get that paper, man. You understand? Get that paper, man, because it belongs to you, man. Laws of God. Trust, keep a law in your heart, brother, and you won't fail. Trust me. Always remember, how far did Dow travel? Dow travel as far as in the dimension he could see. What you see. That's all I can say, baby. Watch the liar. Watch the cheat. And watch the thief.